Welcome. Theater Payne Foundation's Wildflower Hotline is made possible by donations and memberships. Please support the hotline today. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in LA. Let's focus this Mother's Day weekend report on places to visit with mom, and let's start with our mothership garden at the Theodore Payne Foundation. Early spring wildflowers are slowly being superseded by late spring perennials at the Theodore Payne Foundation. In the demonstration garden, visitors are oohing and aahing at the Matilleja poppies, known for their large white flowers and centers of yellow stamens, giving it the appearance of a fried egg, sunny side up. Other floral delicacies include elderberry, white sage, beavertail cactus, firecracker penstemon, and fairy duster. These SoCal beauties are joined by some even more southern neighbors, the Baja California nightshade, Baja California spurge, and Baja California bush sunflower. The nursery area is still a little slow to embrace the seasonal change, so visitors can still enjoy seeing iconic spring wildflowers, including baby blue eyes, five spot, purple Chinese houses, arroyo lupin, common phacelia, and California poppies. And they're joined by a flowering newcomer in the nursery, Palmer's abutilon, dressed in velvety gray leaves and golden cup-shaped flowers. Hiking up Wildflower Hill, your senses will quicken with mysterious sights and smells. The distinct aromas of white sage, black sage, and purple sage may seem familiar, but the scents coming from California cudweed and vinegarweed might be alien, but not necessarily unpleasant. Enjoy the riotously funny sight of bumblebees trying to maneuver into the nectar-rich clarkias, showy penstemons, and phacelias along the trail. Flowers are blooming in every nook and cranny across the California Botanic Garden in Claremont. It's possibly the best show of the season. Visit the Wildflower Garden on the Mesa and admire the large pink blossoms unfolding on the California Wild Rose, the different species of purple, blue, and yellow annual lupins, the coral pink mallows, the multiple hues of hot to subtle pink blossoms of elegant clarkia, and many more colorful species. Keep following the Mesa path north as it dips into the California Communities section of the garden. There, you'll encounter a bit of a super bloom happening. Large, dramatic specimens of white sage, black sage, vivid blue-purple showy penstemon, and perennial lupins, grape soda lupin, and the silver lupin are in full bloom. Tree poppies are at their utmost best, dressed in bluish-green foliage and displaying large 2-inch yellow flowers like huge decorative buttons on a Sunday best frock. In the moist soil of the woodland area, a special treat is in store for visitors with the appearance of yellow seep monkeyflower and giant stream orchids. Take mom to the Environmental Nature Center in Newport Beach, and she will be delighted with the confetti of colors that greet her. Look at the smile on her face immediately upon entering the garden. There are put your sunglasses on sunny yellows of brittlebrush, California encelia, giant coreopsis, and evening primrose. The peachy orange bush monkey flowers, the iconic orangeness of California poppies, the golden Indian mallows, and flannel bushes will warm her heart. Vibrant magentas, purples, lavenders, and pinks hail from island bush mallow, hummingbird sage, fairy duster, pitcher sage, showy penstemon, California wild rose, and southern hedge nettle. Shades of blue can be seen in the cadre of fragrant sages in purple sage, black sage, and Munza's sage. Make sure to visit the pollinator garden to learn about and see the strange-looking flower of the Dutchman's pipevine, pollinated by fungus gnats trapped inside the flower. Lastly, mom will be impressed by the showy spikes of flowers of the California buckeye found in the Oak Woodland Habitat Garden. That's it for this week. Happy Mother's Day. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of and links to these and more wildflower sites. The next report will be available Friday, May 17th.